Yo, so I'm back in the motherfucking building for another edition of F Your Mother. It's a lot of shit been happening. I ain't really been recording regularly because I've been busy, but I'm a little bit free. I got time today, and I ain't really feeling that hot. Nigga got the bubbly guts and shit. I don't know why I got the BGs, right? But I think it was something I ate. Ate some fucking chicken from Popeyes that I left in the car. I don't think that was the smartest thing to do because nigga been having liquidy shits for the last 2 days. But I got some Pepto-Bismol and I'm doing a lot better. But in any event, this episode's going to be about sorry about that, y'all. I've not been able to sleep. I had diarrhea all last night, so I was waking up throughout the night. I'm tired as a bitch. But this episode is going to be about Lil Boosie getting ho checked by Mike Tyson. Now, I know people out there in TV land is like, well, that's an odd, strange combination, right? Lil Boosie's a rapper from the late 90s, early 2000s. Mike Tyson's a form of world champion boxer from the 80s, right? Well, Mike Tyson has a podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike, where he has entertainers, celebrities, rappers, athletes, shit like that going there. Everybody want to talk to Mike. I don't know at this point in time why anybody would want to talk to Mike. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a Mike Tyson hater. But, I mean, and I know Mike Tyson's 20 years removed from his vicious days to when he was, like, fucking psychotic. But I don't give a fuck. People never really change who the fuck they are. People are who they are, right? So, like, I grew up in the 90s and shit when Mike Tyson was, like had a... I think when Mike Tyson was at the apex of his career, Mike Tyson, in my opinion, didn't fall off until about 1998. He suffered his first loss to Buster Douglas in 1994. So I remember those times. I also remember this nigga after the fucking fight talking to the sports announcer. And he sounded like a fucking lunatic, right? Not only that, Mike Tyson looked like a lunatic, and he fought people like a lunatic in the ring. So, like, yeah, I get it. Mike Tyson's 54, but I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't want to talk to Mike. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to talk to young Mike, old Mike, in between, senior citizen, because at the slightest discrepancy, he could punch you in the fucking face. And if you can't box and you're not strong, it's not really too much you're going to be able to do but be embarrassed. So, especially as a rapper, like, I don't give a fuck if I'm putting on this facade like I'm a hard-ass street nigga. I'm not gonna fucking go on Mike Tyson's podcast. Because it's a distinct possibility he might snap and revert back to old Mike, which it looked like he semi-did on Lil Boosie. Now, a lot of people are talking about, yo, Lil Boosie is outspoken about gay people and transgender and Hollywood trying to push the agenda and all this monkey shit, right? But he's a rapper. And even though he vocalizes his opinion, it's not really, in my opinion, he's not really disrespectful with it. Now, you may not agree with his position, but for a nigga that's from New Orleans, that is from the streets, that's a disrespectful ass nigga. He knows how to delicately word shit. I have to give him that. So, that's probably why he wasn't with the same energy, right? And when people say that, but a lot of these young people use energy synonymous with the emotion that you were feeling when you said some shit. I hate that fucking phrase. Keep the same energy. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. But Mike Tyson reverted slightly to his bullying self of the 90s, right? Because throughout the interview, I think it was like 3 minutes and 50, 3 minutes and 50 seconds into the interview, he asks Lil Boosie, why does he feel a need to actually vocalize his opinion on homosexual, transgender people? To which Lil Boosie says that if Zaya, Dwayne Wade's son, I'm not going to say his daughter because I don't believe in trans women, wanted to be a trans person, that as an adult, he would have no problem with it. But as a child, like, kids need to be focused on things other than their sexuality, which I 110% agree with Boosie, right? So, to which Mike Tyson quips him, whoa, you went to prison. Could it be safe to say that, like, you're saying homophobic things or transphobic things to kind of mask up that the possibility that you might be a homosexual? Which Mike Tyson was calling him a fag on the slick. But he's 54 or 53. So he kind of worded it a little bit more incognito. However, anybody that can read between the lines, they saw that slick ass shit, right? To a slick ass comment, you got to respond in kind. However, like I said, because Mike Tyson is a world champion boxer, you could tell Boosie was reluctant. Now, see, like I said on my podcast post on IG, a nigga like me would have brung a pistol to the interview. Not because I knew Mike Tyson was going to say that, because Mike Tyson has a history of saying slick shit to people that can't fight or can't professionally fight. So just on the off chance that he might have tried to pull my whole card, I would clap Mike Tyson, right? Shot him in his motherfucking kneecap. And like I said on my IG post, because Mike Tyson has a checkered past, the authorities probably would have let me slide. If not, the judge would have reduced my bail, slapped me with a minimum fine, which I think Boosie can pay. All have been well in paradise, right? I would have been known as the nigga that clapped Mike Tyson for trying me like a hoe-ass nigga. Especially when he didn't try WAC 100. See, that's the shit that kills me. Now, the energy people saying that Lil Boosie may or may not have towards Mike Tyson, I have to actually challenge the energy that Mike Tyson didn't have with WAC 100. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Yeah, I have to challenge that same energy with Mike Tyson as it pertains to WAC 100. WAC 100 went on the internet to actually hold up an old picture of Tupac, I guess, sitting on a bed with Mo B from Digital Underground, and they looked a little comfortable, right? More than comfortable. But he went on to insinuate that Tupac might have been a homosexual because of the picture. Now, in all fairness, I think Mo B and Tupac were like 18. It was the fucking early 90s. Black people showed love towards each other. They weren't homophobic or, you know what I'm saying, uber aggressive. They wasn't soft niggas, but like, there was, in the 90s, early 90s, if you wasn't born in the early 90s, didn't grow up, you don't really remember. I remember when brothers had a little bit more genuine love. Not on no gay shit. They were more loving, right? You could see a dude sitting next to his homeboy on the bench, and there wouldn't be no gay shit insinuated. But fast forward 23, 24 years later, and you got dumbass niggas like WAC 100, which are uber aggressive, fake ass gang members that try to insinuate that somebody has less masculinity than they have. Which I thought was a low blow, considering that Tupac is dead and can't defend that shit. But nevertheless, Mike Tyson was a good friend with Tupac, and I didn't see that same energy towards WAC 100. Not only that, WAC 100 also said that, insinuated that Tupac was a snitch because he had actually inadvertently placed the blame on Haitian Jack and other niggas that was in the hotel room for the rape. So, and also insinuated that Biggie and P. Diddy had him set up in the Quad City Studios in 1994. So, yeah, when I seen the interaction between Mike Tyson and WAC 100, Mike Tyson didn't have that same energy. Now, WAC 100 has been caught on camera knocking stitches, the MIA rapper, Dade County white rapper, the fuck out back in 2000. I think it was 2015, right? So he does have, at the very least, like decent handwork, right? Mike Tyson is a professional boxer. He has immaculate handwork. So I'm thinking that even Mike Tyson was reluctant because while they're the same in the same age range, WAC 100 might have really brung a fight to him. Whereas Lil Boosie is about 5'6", 5'7", about 160 pounds. Not really a big man. Isn't a professional fighter. And doesn't have a track record in public history of knocking people the fuck out. So I thought that was bullying. Because why would you actually question a man's sexuality that said nothing towards you, but you're not going to question a man's sexuality that says something towards a former friend of yours, right? Like Mike Tyson and Tupac, actually, Tupac knew Mike Tyson since 1993 up until his death in 96. Like, this is a person that actually went behind backstage before Tyson fights, in the ring after Tyson fights, gambled in casinos along with Mike Tyson. Like, this is a person that actually has history. I would think he would have, as the younger generation say, that same energy towards WAC 100 that he has towards Boosie. But I digress. I just noticed that. Real niggas notice everything. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying Mike Tyson was pushy. It just struck me as strange, right? So now with that whole situation, I think Lil Boosie found himself in a dilemma, right? Because how do you respond to a person that insinuates that you may be a homosexual when you're not? Based off of something that you say, right? Like, this is the shit I don't understand. Boosie gave his opinion objectively about Dwayne Wade's son based on his preference of sexuality, right? And Mike Tyson gave his objection to what Lil Boosie said. So what gives Mike Tyson the reign to scrutinize, poke fun, or even mock Lil Boosie's sexuality, right? Question a man saying that, could you possibly be homosexual? That's a nice way of saying that you're gay, right? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being gay, right? Whether it's straight or gay, you like what you like. But Lil Boosie has professed that he's not a homosexual, so that would be along the lines of disrespect. At least I would think, right? Like, I probably would have checked that before going further along with the conversation. And it wouldn't have been like no hoorah-rah macho machismo over-aggressive check. It would have just been like, hold up, Mike. Now, I've been respectful to you. I would like the same respect in return. Just like you think that it's out of line for me to question Zaya's sexual identity, it's out of line for you to question my sexual identity, right? To which I think 90% of the time, 90% chance, Mike Tyson would have obliged, right? But there's always that 10% where Mike Tyson would have actually came with a human response, because, I mean, he is a human. Mike Tyson isn't a fucking robot. And he finds objection to shit that's actually challenged towards him. Like, nobody's impervious to the shit. And that's why I would have had the pistol. Now, Boosie's a felon. He can't carry a pistol, which is probably why he didn't have one. But his bodyguard should have had one. Somebody should have had a pistol to clap Mike Tyson. Now, I'm not saying I would have clapped him off the muscle of him, like, posing that question. But had the shit escalated, he would have got clapped. Right? Because just like Mike Tyson asked him, who the fuck is he to have an opinion on Zaya's sexual identity? right? But by that logic, who the fuck is Mike Tyson to have an opinion on my sexual identity, right? I guess, and this is where meathead motherfuckers, street fighters and fighters above, right? And gang members and prison niggas. These are like the section of people that think that they're tougher than everybody. And to a degree, most of them are. But it doesn't give you the right to disrespect me because you feel that I disrespect someone else. Right? Right? What do they say? Disrespect does not breed respect. It breeds more disrespect. And on top of all that, if there was any discrepancy about what Lil Boosie was saying about Dwayne Wade's son, the onus is on Dwayne Wade to challenge Boosie, not Mike Tyson, right? Yeah. But because Dwayne Wade himself might be an effeminate man, we know that's not going to happen. So it should have just been left alone. However, Lil Boosie made it out of the motherfucking interview with his motherfucking jaw intact. And I think that at the end of the day, that's all that really mattered to him. Me, I'm a different breed. See, I don't give a fuck if you can box. And I don't give a fuck if you can, you're an MMA fighter. And I don't give a fuck. Because I'm pretty confident in my fight record. Which might be, you know what I'm saying? 2-3. You know what I'm saying? 2 losses, 3 wins. And like I said in previous episodes, like, while I don't carry a gun, I'm not one of these men that feel the need to have a gun for protection. I think my hand game is actually up to par, right? I'm not no motherfucking Bruce Lee. I'm not a Mike Tyson, a Holyfield, or even a Mayweather. But I know how to inflict pain on people. And I know how to throw well-placed punches. So shit would have got dicey. And I'm not a felon. So let's just say I would have had the right to carry a pistol. And the shit had escalated. I would have shot Mike Tyson in his motherfucking calf muscle. Pistol whipped him. And possibly shot his bodyguard. Because he does have a bodyguard. Or some type of security. He would have got clapped too. Everybody getting clapped. In the words of Casanova Tutan. Everybody getting clapped. Anyways, that's just been my thoughts, ideals, and opinions. And if you think Mike Tyson was well within his bounds to actually challenge Boosie's sexuality because of his comments on Dwayne Wade's son, the F your mother.